Whoa, honey. What are you doing up? You're supposed to be asleep. Well, Ian, I know that I'm awake too, but I don't know, I just had a really good dream. I'm really mad that I woke up in the middle of it though. No, no, I'm not actually mad, I'm just upset, I guess. Now, wait, hold on. Why are you awake? Did you wake up from a good dream? Whoa, you're having trouble sleeping again? Here, come here. I'll tell you about my dream if you want. Usually whenever I tell any of my friends my dreams, they always say I'm so boring. Maybe I can bore you to sleep. Do you think that might help? Huh. Alright. Where to start off? Well, I don't really know where my dream started. You know, you get that weird feeling when after you wake up and you don't quite remember exactly what your dream was about, but you know it was like hyper-realistic, right? I've been getting a lot of hyper-realistic dreams lately. Gets to the point where I can't really differentiate between what is in my dreams and what is real. I know that sounds really strange, but it just doesn't really seem that strange to me. You know what I mean? Alright. Promise you won't get mad. But I had a dream about that one artist that I've had the biggest crush on for the longest time. Come on, don't look at me like that. I know you have fantasies about those actresses on TV. So let me have this. You know who I'm talking about, right? The one who just got all of this fame and popularity recently. He's grown so much and I'm so proud of him. Anyway. I had a dream where we were hanging out, I guess. He didn't really seem to like me at first. He would just kind of stand off to the side and be sort of brooding. Wasn't outright rude, but I could tell that he didn't necessarily want to talk to anyone. But you know how I am. I wanted to talk to him, so I kept trying. He didn't really say much, which I was a bit bummed out about because I really, really, really do like his voice, and I love it whenever I hear it. But that's alright. After a while, he sort of warmed up to me. He was actually really kind. He would want to hold my hand a lot, and he would show me around his house. He would show me certain things, and he would seem to be so proud of them. It was actually kind of cute. Because the way my brain depicted him, he was this, like this tall, silent guy, and he would like hold out like these little objects to me, and I would just like nod my head approvingly. It was really cute. He would continue to show me around his house, show me certain objects and even give some to me. I remember he gave me a pair of pink rubber boots. I'm not sure why, but just the look in his eyes, I couldn't say no, and I didn't want to say no. After a little while, he like took me by my hand and had me sit in like this little bub seat. And here, come here, I want to recreate it with you, here, I'll sit up and here, you sit in between my legs, like that. Now, lay the back of your head against my chest. There. He sat like this against me. And here, let me take your hands. He would touch my calves like this. And he would just sit there quietly. And I would run my hands through his hair, like this. I didn't want it to end. But after a while, got up. I felt so sad when he got up from in between my legs. But then he looked down at me and he held his hand out. And he asked me if I wanted to go on an adventure. I almost immediately took his hand and said yes. He seemed so happy. He told me to put on the pink rubber boots. And I followed him out of the house and out on the road was this little was this little messed up car that looked like it was ancient, but I thought it was adorable. Got in the car and we went somewhere, and that's when I woke up.
I'm sorry if it's not that interesting, but
I don't know, I liked that dream so much. I didn't want it to end. But I don't mind now. I get to have you here with me. Laying like this. Are you getting sleepy, honey? Would you like to rest? Don't worry. If you'd like, I can tell you another one of my dreams to help you sleep.